Penguin Random House Australia Audio presents Toxic, the Rotting Underbelly of the Tasmanian Salmon Industry. Written and narrated by Richard Flanagan. For all the brave women who helped me write this book. If we purchase the commodity, we participate in the crime. William Fox, 1791. 1. At the beginning, its sea was rich and wondrous. We'd snorkel and fish and swim and beachcomb, marvelling. So many people came to visit and stayed with us in that old vertical board shack on Bruny Island. And everyone felt it was one of those special, magical places. The shack became our family's heart place. Soon it also became where I went to write. I'd lived there for up to 6 months of the year. It combined teeming life with an improbable serenity so pronounced it was possible to distinguish birds, an eastern rosella, say, from a shrike thrush, by the noise their wings made cutting the air. For near 25 years its beauty, its wonder, its lively tranquility fed my writing. The large waterway onto which the shack faced D'Entrecasteaux Channel was famous for its scallops, its oysters and flathead. Crayfish and abalone could be had. I would boast to friends of how the place crawled with life. Penguins nested under our shack. I'd wake in the middle of the night to the soft sound of dolphins breaching, and increasingly whales were returning. In 2002, I became aware of noise from a small salmon farm a kilometre and a half across the water. A farm so inconsequential, I'd never really thought about it. I reported the noise to the Tasmanian Government Department responsible, the Marine Farming Branch. They investigated, the noise stopped, and it seemed an end of things. Then in 2005, the noise returned. This time everything was different. The farm had a new operator, TazSow, the largest salmon company in Tasmania. The company had a checkered past and had only recently come out of receivership. Announcing a new focus on growing and slashing costs, it had purchased Aquataz, the previous operators of the farm. With others, I went back to the government. A senior bureaucrat at the Marine Farming Branch was very clear. TazSow, he said, was a nightmare. I can't do anything, he said, leaning back in his chair and folding his hands behind his head. If I do something, he said, TazSow rings the minister's office, and the minister's office rings me. So I can't help. I've often thought about that strange day since. Government no longer seemed to be government. Regulators no longer were burdened by the need to regulate. Rule breakers had, through an incomprehensible metamorphosis, become the rule makers, and the new rules seemed made not by Parliament, but by a profit and loss ledger. By, in other words, greed. The senior bureaucrat advised us that our only hope was to deal directly with TazSow. And for the next 15 years we did. Over 15 years you might expect any industrial operation, particularly one with concerned neighbours, to gradually become quieter and cleaner. You would certainly expect government to improve regulation. But that's not what happened. The government regulators did nothing. As salmon farming industrialised, the
sample complete. Ready to continue?